We come now to our prayers for ourselves and for others. When the wind is strong and the waves are high, remember the words of Jesus. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. And so we pray for the world and for the people we know and love who need our prayers at this time. We pray for your church as we prepare to return to our church building. We pray that we will once again find joy and worship in those places as we share worshiping you together in our community of fellowship. We pray for all those who are preparing risk assessments and ensuring that the church is a safe place to worship in this time of pandemic. We are stronger together when we are apart. Let us be stronger together as we take your gospel of good news to those around us. We pray for our world, a place where the pandemic is impacting all aspects of human life. And so we pray for all those affected by the virus, for those who are working on vaccines, for those who are caring for those who are ill. We particularly remember the members of the health service as the draining pressure continues. We look further into the world and especially remember the people of Beirut, those who've died in the explosion at the port, and those who have been injured. We pray for those still searching the devastation, and once again for the medical staff working in unimaginably difficult circumstances. Lord, there are so many things happening in our world, things which we could pray and pray and pray for. And so in the silence we raise to you those parts of the world which are on our own hearts and minds at this time. We pray for those we know and love who need our prayers at this time. Those who are unwell in body, mind or spirit. Those whom we love and who are our strength and support, and in the quiet we lift them to you. Lord, you are a God of wholeness, and we pray that those we have named in the quiet of our hearts will feel you especially close to them, that they may feel your healing hand rest upon them, and your arms of love encircling them and restoring them to wholeness. Lord, we pray because you call us to prayer, and we offer you all of our prayers in the all-powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Those of you who know me will know I normally choose an uplifting, upbeat hymn to close our worship, but today it seemed appropriate to close our worship together with a continuation of our prayers, as we sing together our final hymn, a hymn calling for God's calming presence in our lives, from Singing the Faith, number 624, Calm Me, Lord, as you calm the storm.